Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Samach Vav. Let's talk a little bit about the topic that's discussed on this this amud and this daf, and that is Schiris Makom. Schiris Makom, as has been discussed in this perek already. So again, what is the concept of Schiris Makom? So back at the beginning of the perek that we had on daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah tells us that Mida Araisa, even if there is a Rishus Hayachid that's surrounded by the minimum number of walls that a Rishus Hayachid needs, 3, 4, whatever it might be, but if it is jointly owned, or if it is meant for more than one family to use, so then I have to privatize it halachically in some way. And there are three ways to privatize an area. Either Erev Chatzeros, as we've discussed over the past couple of weeks, and that is to connect each other through an Erev, put bread in one of the houses in the chatzer, or one of the chatzers in the mavui, if it's a sheet of mavos, and in that way be able to connect each other and everybody to one family. And we had earlier, if you remember, adap mem test, whether Erev works mishum kinyan or mishum dira. Is it because ki'ilu everybody lives in that area, or is it because everybody is kone a spot, so it's as if everybody owns that area? And we had the nafka minas earlier on adap mem test. Could you use a kli for Erev chatzeros? Could you use a bread that's less than a sheva pruta? What about a katan? The different nafkaminas, that's one, that's Erev. We also had bitul rishus. A person can be mevatel the rishus to a neighbor, and in that way remove himself, misalik himself. That could even be done on Shabbos, right? That is number two, but those two don't work for a guy. What happens if a non-Jew is in the chatzer with me? So he's not interested in being halachically mevatel rishus or making an Erev. So we have the third option, and that is schiris makom. And that's what the Mishnah said at the beginning of this perek, perek hadar. Hadar ma'akim b'chatzer. If somebody lives with an akum in the yard, im mishe'enu mode be'erev, or it was in with somebody who was not interested, is not mode be'erev, a kusi, as we'll as we saw earlier, Rashi quotes the Gemara. So what do you do? Hareza osur olav. So that creates a problem. That goy's dira asers the heter of tiltol from the house to the chatzer until you do schiris mako. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov omer lolamein osur at you shnei yisraelim osurim zel zeh. Only if there are two Jews. One Jew and one guy, there's no iser. The guy's dira does not aser. But only if there are two Jews. Shnei Yisrael, osrim zeh al zeh. And then we have the story, which the Gemara will talk about exactly that story. So that is the idea that the guy's dira does aser. Why did the Rabbanan make such a gzera, such a din, and what's the halacha with a goy's dira? Is that considered a significant dira or not? And what's the difference between one Jew and two Jews? So that's what the Gemara explains in Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, that really, diras akum is loshma dira. That's what we paskal maskana. To kuliyama diras akum loshma dira. So really, the residence of a goy should not have any impact on my ability to carry in this area. Diras akum loshma dira. That is what we hold. B'hacha, what's the issue? B'gzeira shema yilma mimaisav kamiflagi. The machlokas is, the issue is whether we make a gzeira that a Jew is going to learn from the maisim of a non-Jew. We don't want the Jew to live in the same chatzer as this akum, right? Because he might learn from his ways. And therefore, we're going to try to create a mechanism to have him not live there. So to make just an isser of you can't live with a chatzer with a non-Jew, so that's impossible. That's not what the Rabbanan wanted to do. That's what the Achronim wonder, why they didn't just make a gzera like that. So they say it's a davar she'i efshar. Good. So really, they don't want him to live with a guy. So what do we do? So we make a gzera that if you live with a guy, you have to rent out. You have to rent out the area from him. Schiris Makom, and we assume the guy won't want to do this, and therefore a Jew won't be able to survive here and live here, and therefore the Jew will move out. That is the ultimate svara of the gzeiros. That's what the Gemara says here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov savar kiva dovid kochavim chashash shvichas damim. Since idolaters are chashash shvichas damim, trade the shrichi the diary gazer behu. They only made a gzeira in common cases where there are two Jews that are living together with a guy. Chad lo shchich, one Jew is not going to live with a guy because it's going to be he's going to be nervous, and therefore it's a milsad lo shchicha. The Rabbanu were not goes there in that case. Remeir says no zimnin to make read the diary. Sometimes it did happen that it was one and one, and therefore we make the gzeira even in that case. But again, that's the root of the gzeira in terms of the reason for the gzeira. We're not going to go into it now, but just a Mar Makom, Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this in a more of a Kabbalistic sense, in Mareches Aleph, in Klal Yud Dalet, why it would be that Diras Akum is Loshma Dira. And Akum is a person living there on the land, so he talks about it in a more Kabbalistic level, about the connection between Jews who are called Adam and Akum who are not called Adam. Okay, so this is the background for this halacha of Schiris Makom. So we have a discussion on our daf. Are you allowed to do Schiris Makom on Shabbos itself? So the Gemara tells a story. Starts on the bottom of Samachei Amabes. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Asi, Ikul hu Puntik. They all came to an inn. The Asa Nachri Mari to Puntik Bishapsa. And he comes on Shabbos. Rashi, Asa Nachri b'Shabbos, Demei Esmol Shaper Matzi La'aruvei Diyurin Diyisrael, Dahavu Bey. Mishum Denachri Lo'asar Alayu, Hecha Delesa. He wasn't there. Baki Asa Nachri V'Amri Ma'u L'Megar Minei V'Hodin Avata Rishus L'Gabe Chad V'Hu Miyu Lishtri L'Hotzi. Can we be Socher Makom from him and then be Mevatal Rishus because there was no Erev made and therefore and then be able to carry in this area? That was their question. So Amru Malo Megar Minei Socher. So we say Socher Kem Ma'ariv Dami. Do we say Socher Rishus is like being Ma'ariv and Ma Ma'ariv Mi Ba'od Yom Af Socher Mi Ba'od Yom? Making an Erev, you have to make an Erev before Shabbos. So it's just like you have to have an Erev before Shabbos, so to Skiris Ma'ariv Ma'ariv before Shabbos. Ma Ma'avata Rishus Afil or Odilma Socher Kem Ma'avata Rishus Dami. Or Socher is like Bitul Rishus. So what do we say about that? So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar Niskar, Rav Asi Amar Lo Niskar, Amar Lu Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Nisbach Al Divrei Zakein VeNiskar. We'll be Mekel. Also Shaila Lu Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lahen Yafe Asitem Shesachartem. You did it properly, Yafe Asitem, because that you did it on Shabbos. That is Mutter. Question is, how should we understand this suffix? What's the issue behind whether you could do it on Shabbos or not? What's the issue behind whether Schiris is Kema'arev and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos, or is Kemevata Rishus and you would be able to do it on Shabbos? There is a question, a Hakira, that the Achronim touch on, and that how are we supposed to understand this idea of Schiris Mako? You rent the area from the guy, which again, this is all midrabanan. The Rabbanan required this so that he would probably say no, and that would create a situation where the Jew would have to leave. But either way, how does the mechanism work? Is it similar to regular schirus that you're actually socher makom, a real rental of the property, and that's what you're giving? You're giving the creating the allowance of the Jew and the non-Jew to be able to live together, and the Jew allowed to carry in by doing a real financial transaction here? Is that what's going on here? It's a real rental? Or it's not really a schiris makom in that sense, but it's more of a maisa schiris. Like you're going through the motions of doing a maisa schiris, but it's more of the maisa that's being materas. But it's not a real schiris in that sense. It's a maisa that's now creates a heker that the Jew remembers and realizes that he's with a guy in the chatzir. Maybe that would also help the separation issues. So maybe that's totally on what the Rabbanan did. Some achronim say, and that is, remember, meikar adin diras akum is lo shma dira. The Rabbanan came along and said that you have to do this. So why they do this? Is it that they gave the goy, they gave the akum the status of dira? Or no, they didn't give him the status of dira. They just wanted you to do a maisa that reminds you and is makir to you the situation. So if you look in some formulations of Rishonim, it already kind of gives it away in a certain sense. Rashi, back in the beginning of the parak, Samach Beis Man Aleph, Hitrichuhu v'hifsiduhu chachamim liYisrael hadarimo. The Rabbanim made it difficult for the Jews who live with him. Kedesha yiksha be'enav litein tzchar b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos v'yetzi misham. It sounds like it's the maisa. It's not like you're actually buying the rishus back, but hitrichuhu v'hifsiduhu is buying anything. They're just matriachim to do this. But if you look, let's say, in the Rambam, both in Pirush Mishnayos and in Mishnah Torah. First in the Mishnah Torah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, Shnei Yisraelim v'goy, Hashochnim b'chatzarachas, v'irvu ha-Yisraelim la'atzman, lo ha'ilu klum. They made an erev, it doesn't matter. There's a goy's rishus there. V'chidim bitlu l'goy. if they were mavatal just to the guy, obita lahem, obitli Yisraelim zelaze, v'nasu ki yachinim guy, lo ha'ol klum, she'ene erev mo'o b'makam guy, an erev is not going to help in this regard, ve'ein tabitul rishus mo'o b'makam guy, ve'ein lem takana ela, she'yiskiru mimenu rishuso, they have to rent the rishus from him, v'yase ha'goy ki'ilu hu oreach imahen, and the guy should be ki'ilu, he's an oreach with them. So that's the lashon. As if he's an oreach, it sounds like there's a real halachic change of rishus here. Kilu hu oreach etzlam. Or if you look in the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, a lashon of, ha'ikar eslenu shadiris akam nachri losh madira, umen adin haya shalon etztarech imo le'erif, lefi shalo kana klum, kadeshin etztarech lakachas mena rishus. Really, diris akam is not called a dira halachically. He wasn't kona anything that we would need to do anything. Kadeshin etztarech lakachas mena rishus. Aval nasnu lo dira. The Rabbanan gave him a dira. It sounds like they gave him the status of dira. Va'amru shehu oser. Ve'ein lanu derech lasos eirev imo. Watch niska reshuso. Lohodienu shanachri eino maskir. Mebnei shechashash mizeh l'shum tachbula. Oh, hara moshi avolav shum nezek. And therefore he wouldn't do it. But that's the lashon of the Rambam of nasnu lo dira. So again, back to this chakir, is it a parallel to a real schirus on a drabana level, or no? It's not a real schirus, it's just a maisa that's required. Maybe that's machlokas Rashi Rambam. Maybe that's the issue in our Gemara of, can you do it even on Shabbos? Can you do it on Shabbos? If it's just, if it's a real schirus, then it's like similar to mekach u'memkar, maybe we would not want you to do it on Shabbos. But if it's just a maisa of being makir and hecker to prevent the Goy and the Jew from living together, so then maybe it could even be done on Shabbos. We paskin, like the Gemara's Maskan, that it can be done on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Pei Gimel, Eino Yehudi Adorim Shnei Yisraelim, Ve'ein Ha'eino Yehudi Bebeso, Eino Oser, Ve'ya'arvu V'yu Mutarim, and make an Erev. Ba'eino Yehudi B'Shabbos, but if the Jew comes on Shabbos, Oser V'ha'erev Batel, the Erev is now Batel, if he comes on Shabbos. Right, Mr. Brewer, Ratzola Mark Watch Kazva Kharkach. The Afilum Yiskrum and Akim will you Yuchom with Talta, Kazvanchali Vatla Rishus, Echalachavero. Bishum de Erev Nisbatel Takeif, Bivo Haakim Bebeso. Right, once the guy is there, so then the Erev is a Batel. So what do you do? You're allowed to do so Chiskiris Lakam on Shabbos. Miu, Yuchom Liskarmena Beshabbos, Via Kharkach, Yvatel Echalachavero, Via Yachin Mutter, do Chiskiris Lakam, but then one would be Mavatel to their friend, and the other person would be mutter to carry in this regard. Why is this mutter on Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Achronim. The Ein Zeh Domeh L'Mekach U'Memkar, which would not be able to be done on Shabbos, to Mishum De Ein Zeh Ela Mishum Heker L'Hatir Atiltol. There's the Lashon. Because this is just Mishum Heker, to be Matir Atiltol. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would be okay. So again, and maybe that's behind the suffix in the Gemara, whether Skiris Makom is Mishum similar to Eruv or similar to Bittul Rishus. Eruv is more of a real creation. Again, it relates to what we said before, is Eruv Mishum Kinyan or Eruv Mishum Dira, definitely. But again, this might be the issue here, how real of a Skiris it is, and we paskin Lakula in this regard. And there are other nafgamina that might be totally on this issue. Again, number one is even B'Shabbos. Number two, Rashi's lashon there, back on Daf Samach Beis, is where it would be matriachim to do this every Shabbos. Right? She kasha be'enav litein schar b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Is that literal? If you look in the Rush, here at the beginning of the sixth parak, the Rush quotes Shitos, and the Hagos Hashri quotes other opinions. Says the Hagos Hashri. Let's start with Hagos Hashri here. The Arzarua Pasa, the Tzorch Lahaskir Min Anachri B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The Arzarua, like the Pashas of this Rashi, you have to do it every Shabbos. V'lo Matzi L'Megar B'Pam Achas L'Shabbosos Harbe. You can't do it once for the next 6 months. Why? What's the whole reason we make him do it? The Midi Hutaima Ela Kadesha Yetzim Min Achatzer V'lo Yilmo Mimaisav. Right, isn't the whole point that we want to make it difficult on him so he'll leave and he'll move? V'Pam Achas Socher V'Dayon. If it's only once and it's enough, Amai Yetze, why is he going to leave? It's less than a shuraprutah. It's once every 6 months, so it's not so difficult. If the whole point is to make it difficult, lechora he would have to do it every Shabbos. That's the Arzarua, and that's Pasha's Rashi. If you look on the Maharami Rutenberg, the Rashi here quotes the Maharam, because of a Ramzal, the Ein Tzorach Lismi Menem B'chol Erev Shabbos. You don't have to do it every Shabbos. To Kaimalan, because we hold the Socher Kima'arev Dami. What did we just say on our daf? That you could do it even on Shabbos, And I mean, you could do it on Shabbos because it's bittul rishus, but also later on the daf towards the bottom, it's socher kima'are, right? In the continuation of on the third, fourth line on our daf, mama ari mi bod yom, avsoch mi bod yom. Right? This was the question that Reb Yochanan, the Gemara asked from Reb Yochanan on the end of the story, but that's what the Rush. In the name of the Maharam quotes, but he quotes back here. He says you only have to do it once, just like Erev Chatzeres could be done once and you're done. You don't have to do it every Shabbos. So too Bittul Rishut. So too Schiris Makom. Mama Arivim Erev Lakam Ashanim calls Manchi Erev Kayame Ruva Erev. The Kol Shekain Schiris Lo Boy Liskar B'Kol Erev Shabbos. Kedamrina Lakamon Dilakula Amar Socher Kemari V'Lo Chumra. As we say Lamaskana, that we say it only Lakulas and not the Lachumra. Dama Ari Mibo Yom. In Mishechashecha lo v'socher anachri v'ilu b'shabbos. So we compare it in both directions. We compare a lekula in both directions. It's like bittol if you're done on Shabbos. It's like eruv that you only need once before many Shabbosos. The kol shekin b'milsa the mekilina b'ma'ariv d'lo boi la'ariv b'chol erev Shabbos to mekilin nami nami b'schiris v'insorach liskar b'chol Shabbos. And even what Rashi says, he adds, he wants to even reread Rashi. U'machakazav Rashi v'nachri chayish l'kshafin v'lo moker u'mitok she'itorach liskar liskar b'chol erev Shabbos yotze nireli la'mishim d'boi liskar b'chol erev Shabbos. Even Rashi doesn't mean it. Rashi just meant to say that if the guy would protest. Hecha de'ena nachri chozer bo min aschiris. Elok shanachri chozer bo min aschiris. Asur achlachzar v'liskar o'am heimenu kishe yisratze. So maybe that issue is also tali on our chakira. If it's a real schiris, then you shouldn't have to do it every week. It's a real schiris, and you set up this monetary relationship, done. But if it's a maisa hamateres, then maybe you have to do it every single Shabbos, like the Arza Ruah says. The Shulchan Aruch paskins le'kula, as the maskana of the Gemara seems to point in Shin Pei Beis Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kolzman she'ein ha'enu Yehudi chozer bo mo'al aschiris v'yafilu lizman meruba." Even if it's a zman meruba, he's allowed to rely on that, not having to do it more than once. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "My rish is sacharu menu b'stam v'lo pirish menu shum zman." He didn't have a specific time limit that it was going to be good for. So, number one, can you do it on Shabbos? Number two, how often do you have to do it every Shabbos? What about with a Jew? What if a Jew doesn't want? There's a Jew living in the courtyard. He's not interested in bittul rishus. He's not interested in eruv. Can you do schiris makom from a Jew? So that is also a machlokes rishon. If you look in the Rush here, in our parak later on in Simin Yud Gimel, he quotes from the Maharam Yerutaberg again. Kasev Haram, v'nira dalchi ilchazad, that stuki harayu kenachri, she iver amile drabana bev avar avinu drabana farhesya, tikim tanakam esvir lehachi, we'll get to that. But then he quotes, Lakula and Lachumra. Hadalo Chashiv Kula I Amart Stuki in Kenachri, the Ika Kula Vachumra. Says the Rush, says in the name of the Maharam, treating the Stuki like a guy has a Kula and a Chumra. The Kenachri, who, if the Stuki does not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, is treated like a guy, Ein Mevata Rishus. Bittul Rishus is only with a Jew. So if you treat him like a guy, you can't do Bittul Rishus. Aval Sochrim Mimenu. But if he's like a guy, you can't do Schiris from him. The Ilav Kenachri, and if he's like a Jew, then you can do bittul rishus, and you can't do schiris mako. So the Rush has a couple of arguments on his Rebbe, on the Maharam. He says later on, umashakasav ti'ika kan kula v'chumra v'chulu, umashakasav dem enol kenachri mevatel rishus vein sochrim imenu, halesa, di Yisrael shalo ratza levatel elo lizchar sochrim imenu. You can't do schiris mako from a Jew. That's what the Rush says, the Maharam argues. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both deos here, and the Nosei Kelim give different svaras on this Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Siv Gimel. Im Eino Rotz Levatel Relahem Rishuso Ela Laskiro Yesh Omrim Shemol Kamo Bittol Veyesh Omrim Sheino Moel. Some say it works, some say it doesn't work. The Taz. Taz says some say it doesn't work. Zeo Das Haram Bashiri. That's the Maharam. Although Zohar Tamal Zeh. The Maharam Rimberg didn't say a reason why he wouldn't be able to be Socher Rishus from a Jew. V'nir Ali. Kivan, the Beskiri Socher is a Socher Afil Pachim Zeraprutah. Well, remember, our Gemara says on today's Daf that you could be, you do, and earlier on Daf, on the Daf Samach Beis, about the Bria and the Ru'uah, you could be Socher Malkom even less than a Sheraprutah. Mishemachi Dafka Ba'akum. Shematzina B'nei Noach Nerag Al Pachim Zeraprutah. Pachim Zeraprutah, that's only a non-Jew transaction. Masha'in came be Yisrael, the Pachal Jarafut, Alav Klumu, Alkein Batlu, Askiris Lagamri be Yisrael. Once you can't do one type of Askiris Makom, then you won't be able to do it at all. That is the Taz. The Magen Avraham has a different shot. He says, Luli de Mistafina, I would have thought that Maharam is only saying this on Shabbos. It would be Asr to be Sochar Makom from a Jew, because it's similar to Mekach Umemkar. But otherwise, I think the Maharam would agree that you can't be Sochar Makom from a Jew on Erev Shabbos. Doesn't sound that way, but that's the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Maharam Burenberg. But again, this could be a similar idea. If it's a regular schiris, then it should be that a Jew would be able to do it, right? But if it's more of a Maisa HaMateres, then maybe it's unique for what the Rabbanan enacted with a non-Jew. This also might be the issue. Again, we've had three already. Can you do it on Shabbos? How often do you have to do it? And what about with a Jew? Maybe that's the issue of Pachat B'Shur Pruta or not. Right, that could be, again, it's a little tricky because a goy can do real skiris makom, we assume, with pachat shavar pruta. But maybe that's the issue of bria and ru'ua that comes up on daf samak base. L'maisa, we do skiris makom, but we don't do it from each and every non-Jew in the town. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Sadi Aleph, that we, the Rama quotes, that we can rent from the Sar Ha'ir. Again, a huge discussion of this in contemporary literature. Because the Shulchan Aruch says maybe you need from everyone, and the Rama says the Yeshu Amrim the Dafka Linyan Lahosi Lahachnas Rishus Ha'ino Yehudi Avalataltel Bemavui Yachol Liskar Min Hasar Shari Derech Hamavui Hu Shalasar BeYachol Lissale Kol Ha'ino Yehudi Misham. He has the right to drive everybody out. So the question is, do you have that Bizman Azet today, a mayor, a president? Do you have the ability, does he have the ability to throw people out? That's a question. Eminent domain, could the police, could a fire chief go into somebody's house without permission? So again, that's a big discussion in the contemporary postgame. One could look in the various contemporary Sfarim on Erev, Walking the Line by Rabbi by Jack, to the laws of Erev, by the other Rabbanim, all about Hilchas Erev, and they talk about all these Lamaisa cases. How do you do Skiris Makom? Who do you do Skiris Makom to? And do we say democracy? Is that worse? Is that better? Right? That's an interesting discussion in the postgame. Okay, we'll stop here. Our discussion of Skiris Makom.